Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Choice four-letter words. Have you ever been cursed out by someone? I mean, had a stream of four-letter obscenities hurled at you? What happens inside you? Isn't your natural reaction to strike back, to begin a counterattack with a few choice four-letter words of your own? It's natural to feel this way. It's a very human response. On the other hand, have you ever been blessed out by someone? Had someone shower you with niceties and accolades and compliments? What happens inside you this time? Isn't your natural reaction the complete opposite? Don't you want to say, well, I think you're pretty special too? It's natural to feel this way. It's a very human response. But Jesus commanded us to do something countercultural, something which requires a spiritual response. Bless those who curse you. Luke chapter 6, verse 28. Paul amplified this thought. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Romans chapter 12, verse 14. These words curse and bless are challenging for me. Curse means to hope for someone's downfall. Bless means to say good words to or about someone. Cursing can be done internally or verbally. Blessing has to be done verbally. Eugene Peterson captures the essence of this in his paraphrase of Romans chapter 12, verse 14. Bless your enemies, no cursing under your breath. If my natural response is to match curse for curse, obscenity for obscenity, then to respond in a Christ-like fashion is going to take a change of character. To respond with the right four-letter words, I have to do the opposite of my natural response. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word for bless carried the understanding that it all hinged on God. He is the focal point. All of the definitions of this word involve a close relationship with God. Bless God. Bless men in the name of God. Ask for divine favor for persons or things created by God. Or salute someone because we know God has saluted us. In the New Testament, the Greek word for bless makes it clear that this has to be done verbally, out loud. It is impossible to bless under your breath. In the Greek, bless is the compound word eulogio. The prefix eu is good, and the root word logos is words, saying good words out loud. Only God is good, so only a closer relationship with our good God will help us say good words to others, especially to those who curse us. The right four-letter words to use, the unnatural words to use, are good words. I'm challenging myself today to bless others, especially those who curse me. I only want to say good to and about others today. I'm attempting to live out Ephesians 4:29. In the New International Version, it says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up." In the Amplified Bible, it says, "Let no foul or polluting language, no evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others." The Message paraphrase says, "Watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what helps, each word a gift." And the New Century Version says, "When you talk, do not say harmful things, but say what people need, words that will help others become stronger." So let me ask you, how will you say the right four-letter words to others today?
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.